Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast, Season 2, Episode 17. You can find this podcast on various platforms, including YouTube. Please take the time to download, subscribe, like, comment, and share it with someone else. And as always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture, coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you, Father God, for your keeping power. Thank you, Father God, for your guiding power. Thank you, Father God, for your protecting power. Lord God, I just want to say thank you for all that you are to us, Father God. I want to say thank you for all that you do for us and do to us, Father God. Lord God, I want to say thank you, Father God, for how you keep us, Father God, even when when there's times that we don't want to be kept, Father God. You keep us from going over the ledge, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, you keep us from going further and deeper into the ditch, Father God. You keep us from going further into the fire, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, you keep us from jumping off the bridge, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, you keep us from committing suicide, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, Lord God, you keep us from having nervous breakdowns, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. So, Lord, I don't take it for granted, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you allow me to keep my mind stayed on you. I don't take it for granted that you are the Prince of Peace, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I come to say thank you, Father God, because you are a good God, Father God. You're a God that never sleeps, never slumbers, Father God. Even when we're snoring, Father God, and drooling, Father God, and dreaming, Father God, you're awake, watching, and protecting, and covering us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. So for that, I just want to say thank you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I want to say thank you, Father God, how you have blessed us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to see another day, Father God. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, for how you have blessed us, Father God, with another day to be able to spend with our loved ones, Father God. Thank you for how you have blessed us with another day to get it right with you, Father God, because sometimes we think we are perfect. Sometimes we think we're so righteous and so holy, Father God, and little do we know, if we can see ourselves from the vision that you see us from, we would know that we have a long way to go, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. So I pray, Father God, that you will allow us to be able to see ourselves the way you see us, Father God, so that we are not walking in deception, that we are not deceiving ourselves, Father God, that we're not being deceived by our works, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, Father God, that we will each have an authentic relationship with you. I pray that we will truly be connected to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, Father God. In the name of Jesus, please don't allow us to have a superficial relationship, Father God. In the name of Jesus, please don't allow us just to have an outward relationship, Father God. In the name of Jesus, don't allow us to have a form of godliness, Father God. In the name of Jesus, but denying the power thereof, oh God. In the name of Jesus, but help us to be truly connected to the root of David, Father God. Help us to truly be connected to the vine, oh God, that gives us life, that gives us breath, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would release, Father God, every prayer, Father God, that the enemy has been blocking. I pray that you would release every prayer, Father God, that every answer prayer, Father God, that the enemy has been holding up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father Father God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will release, Father God, every miracle, Father God, that the enemy has been trying to hold up and trying to block, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will release every blessing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that the enemy has been trying to hold up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray that you will release it right now, Father God, by the power of the authority of the Holy Ghost, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Release those answered prayers, Father God. Release, Father God, in the name of Jesus, those miracles that need to be performed in our lives, Father God. Release those blessings, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we need, Father God. Someone is expecting a miracle. Someone is expecting a blessing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Someone has been waiting a mighty long time, and they have been waiting patiently, Father God, for you to show up. And it's not that you have not performed it. It's not that you have not sent it. It's not that you have not answered it. But the enemy has intercepted, Father God, our blessings. The enemy has intercepted, Father God, our miracles. The enemy has intercepted our answered prayer. But I pray this day, Father God, that you would, Father God, move him out the way, Father God. Send your angels, Father God, to knock him off his throne. Send your angels to knock him out of our way, Father God, that we will receive everything, Father God, that is due unto us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, so that we can receive our healing, Father God, so that we can receive our deliverance, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, so we can receive our breakthroughs, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, Lord God, so we can receive, Father God, everything that you have for us to receive, oh God, so we can start walking in the fullness of our purpose, Father God, so we can walk in authority, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I come and ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you release it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Release it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Allow us, Father God, to wake up, Father God, with emails, Father God, with good news, Father God. Help us to wake up, Father God, with text messages, Father God, saying that you have been approved, saying that a deposit has hit your account, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Allow us, Father God, to receive phone calls saying that God told me to bless you. God told me to give this to you. God told me to give that to you. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we go to open our doors and we have envelopes, Father God, at our doors, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that when we go to our mailbox, Father God, there will be blessings in our mailbox. I pray when we go to the grocery stores, Father God, that we will find blessings in the grocery store, Father God, whether it's a coupon, whether it's a sale, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to tell you how to bless us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You know how to bless us. You know what we need. We may not all need the same thing from you, Father God, but I guarantee you we all need something from you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, even if it's just more strength, even if it's just more joy, even if it's just more peace, even if it's just more love, even if it's just more patience, even if it's just more understanding, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I come and ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would release it right now in the name of Jesus and help us to walk in authority, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to walk in the authority that you have already given unto us. Help us to walk in the power, Father God, that's already on the inside of us, oh God, because we are heirs and joint heirs, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So I come and ask you, Father God, that you will release us, Father God, from all forms of fear, Father God. Release us from all forms of doubt, Father God. Release us from all forms of unbelief, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, release us of everything, Father God, that is holding us in bondage, Father God. Release us of everything that's holding us in shackles, Father God. In the name of Jesus, release us of everything that's keeping us from walking by faith. Release us from everything that's keeping us from taking that leap of faith, oh God. In the name of Jesus, release us from everything that's keeping us from believing you at a higher level. Release us from everything, Father God, God, that's keeping us, Father God, from having faith at that next level, Father God. Keep, release us from everything that's causing us not to be able to trust you the way we should, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, release us from procrastination, Father God. In the name of Jesus, release us from depression, Father God. Release us from anxiety, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you release us from every hindrance, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, release us from every distraction, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will release us on today, Father God, from our own selves, Father God, release us from our own thoughts, Father God, that keeps us in bondage, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, release us from every worry, release us from every stressor, release us from every concern, Father God, release us from everything that's causing us not to be able to freely praise you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, release us, Father God, from the cares, Father God, of this world, Father God, in the name of Jesus, release us, Father God, to be able to freely praise you, release us, Father God, to be able to freely worship you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will have your hand of mercy upon our lives. I pray that you will have your hand of grace upon our lives. I pray that you will have your hand of healing, your hand of love, your hand of strength, your hand of compassion upon our lives, oh God. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray, Father God, that we are in your hands where no one can pluck us out of, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray for those who have backslid, Father God. I pray for those who are on the verge of backsliding, Father God. I pray that you will draw them back by your power, draw them back by your anointing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray for those who are putting off, Father God, accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They're saying that I have time. I'm still young. I can do it later. I can do it when I'm older. But Lord God, allow them to know that later may never find them, oh God. Allow them, Father God, to know that an old age may never come to them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, the end of this year, Father God, they may never get to see, Father God. In the name of Jesus, help us to stop putting off for tomorrow. Help us to stop putting off for the next second what we have the ability to do right now, Father God. In the name of Jesus. So I just come and ask you, Father God, I pray for each and every living soul upon this earth, oh God. I pray for those, Father God, who serve you and those who don't serve you. I pray for the just and the unjust alike, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray, Father God, that you will look down upon every soul, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will transform us, renew us, and make us over again, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to walk upright before thee, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lift us up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us to be all that you have called and chosen for us to be, all that you have ordained for us to be, Father God. Allow us to become that, Father God, and so much more, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, help us to keep a humble spirit, Father God, a humble attitude, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I come in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Ask you to look down upon every entrepreneur, look down upon every business owner, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray for those who are struggling, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that the struggle will be over for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray that you release us from every struggle, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I come to you, Father God, for we need thee, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We need thee right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We need you more now than we did, Father God, a minute ago, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So I just come and ask you, Father God, to rain down upon us, oh God. Send your rain, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Rain down your blessings, my God. Rain down your miracles, oh God. Rain it down from the throne of grace, oh God. Rain down feel that healing, Father God, to someone, Father God, who's about to die, Father God, in the name of Jesus, from cancer, my God. Rain down that healing to someone, Father God, who may have COPD, emphysema, Father God, Alzheimer's, dementia, my God, ALS, Father God, in the name of Jesus, multiple sclerosis, oh God, cerebral palsy, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, leukemia, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, rain down, God, rain down, Lord, rain down, Lord, rain, Father God, rain, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, rain down upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, Lord God, I thank you for the rain, I thank you for the release, I thank you for the rain, I thank you for the release, I thank you for the rain, I thank you for the release, I thank you for the rain, I thank you for the release, I thank you for the rain, I thank you for the release, I thank you for the rain, I thank you for the release, I thank you for the rain, I thank you for the release, I thank you for the rain, I thank you for the release, I thank you for the rain, I thank you for the release, Lord, I thank you, Father God, I thank you, Lord God, and I praise you and I honor you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I bless your holy name, in Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray, amen, amen, and amen. May God look down from the throne of grace. May he smile upon you and your family, and may he bless you with everything that you need on today. May you hear the voice of God, and may you be obedient to the voice of God. Don't just hear the voice of God, but actually do what God is telling you to do or not to do. Be obedient on today. Repent on today. Accept Jesus on today, love harder on today, and expect God to release everything that is due unto you. God bless you and God bless you.